Safaya and Olive, and we're almost at the Mishnah, but we're actually still in the middle of the sugya from yesterday, and let's remember what the question was. The question was whether someone who was unable to make an Eruv before Shabbat simply because he didn't own the property, he was a Yoresh, or he was the equivalent of a Yoresh, which we have to say our Tana holds, a Yoresh, or someone who is Mavzik B'nikse Hager, basically have the same status, Tosis points out. So that the use of Broh Kara De'Avua is sort of loose in this sugya. But in any event, a Yoresh comes along now, in mid-Shabbat, does he have a right to be Mavatel Shut, or does he not? Okay, so we said that Rav Nachman said, look, as far as I'm concerned, there should be no problem, but to the people that were in Shmuel's Beit HaMidrash, they insisted that apparently, according to Shmuel, that wasn't the case. By the way, many learned that the Machlokes is what the Dat of Shmuel was, not separately, but there's an overall question. It's clear that Shmuel is against him. We brought yesterday two examples, I shouldn't say examples, two brightot, where it seemed on the surface that the Halacha was based on an inability to be Mavatel. And each point we said, well, actually, it only means it's usher until bittel, but it doesn't mean you can't be mavatel. One case was a case of a yoresh that was coming in from outside into the chutzner and whose erev hadn't been chal on this property. Another case was a case, a very strange case, in which we had to really push to make it make any sense, but there was no choice in the matter, so we made it make sense. Was the case of someone who was marzik b'nikse hager, and over there we said very interestingly that nikse hager, even if you're not marzik before Shabbat, it's open to the chazaka before Shabbat. It's sort of like a hanging property that doesn't have any definition. If somebody's zocha on it in Shabbat, then it's the equivalent of having zocha before Shabbat, and it would aser, but without bittul, of course, perhaps, in other words, but it would aser anyway without a neighbor. Whereas if someone was marzik on Shabbat, where it hadn't been possible to be Mavzik before Shabbat, but he was still living before Shabbat the year, then there would be no problem because we had Shabbat Shutra Miktata remains Mutar. Those were the cases that we had yesterday. Today, that was the approach that we took yesterday. Today, the Gemara brings a very simple answer. Instead of saying Achi Vatel, we're up now to about four lines under one third of the way of the Daf, Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Dafayin Omar Aleph, Matz Naitamani Beit Shammai. There's really no problem here at all. Remember, it's all very nice to think that the din of Bittul can apply on Shabbat, and we take that for granted. But the truth is that the Mishnah we saw that was a machlok. Beit Shammai Beit Hillel. Can you do Bittul on Shabbat? Never got around to explaining that little piece. But now it's time to think about it, because it's very possible that the two cases that we had, the case of Yoresh and the case of the Nifse Hager, indeed it is Asur, as it meant, even on Shabbat. The reason that Bittul won't help has nothing to do with the question of whether Yoresh can take the place of the other guy. It's whether Bichlal Bittul helps on Shabbat. So according to Beit Shammai, since there's Bittul only before Shabbat, as an alternative to an Eruv, in this case it's too late, because before Shabbat, of course, the Yoresh was not yet in position to do that. So Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Tanaita Mani, these two brightot are going according to whom Beit Shammai, the Amri Ein Bitul Rashut Bishabbat. It's none. And this, of course, is a nice way of getting right back into our Mishnah to finally be Mazbir. What's the Machlok? Is in our Mishnah? It's none. Mi'ei matai notunim rishut, Beit Shammai omrim mi ba'od yom, u'Beit Hillel omrim mi shetechasheh. What indeed is the Machlok at Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel based on? Amarula mai ta'anai de Beit Hillel. Na'aseko merkulach itzel yafot. The issue over here is, the reason Beit Hillel says there's no problem is because, normally you're right, we wouldn't be able to do something on Shabbat that involves the kinyan of the rishus over here, and that we should have defined it by how it's chal before. But remember the halacha of a guy goes and takes someone else's tu'a and takes off truma without being told to take off truma. Normally, I would think that's meaningless. I can't do something to somebody else. But if the balabayit comes back and he says, "Well, you should have taken off the better stuff," and it turns out that there really is better stuff, if it turns out there isn't better stuff, that he's being sarcastic. You know, gosh, yeah, I mean, you could have done better than that already. I mean, after all, it's not your money. So then we would take it as a rejection of the truma. But if, in fact, there was an alternative to take better, so then he meant, okay, I'm glad you did it. As far as I'm concerned, you could have taken even better quality grain, and that would have been fine. So then we say, looking back at this, we say, okay, so it's as if, really, he was a shliach milachatchila, because now we have a gilui da'at that the person really wanted this done. So too, if a person is mevatel on Shabbat, even though he didn't join the eruv, so we have a gilui da'at, essentially, that he really wanted to be part of things, and he actually views himself as being one with the other shliach. That's the logic. Whereas Beit Shammai Omrim, that's Beit Hillel. And Beit Shammai holds that that is not a Giloy Da'at and Hishtatfut in an Eruv, and therefore it needs to make a new Chalot. What's the Nafkamina, whether he wanted it before Shabbat? Nothing was done before Shabbat, therefore can't be changed in mid-Shabbat. Says Abaye, that's not a reasonable analysis of the Machloket, because one of the cases that we had before was where the Goy died in mid-Shabbat, and then you could do Beit Hillel. Now, well, what in the world would that have to do with a Giloy Da'at of what was before Shabbat? I mean, the problem over there was that the Goy was alive, it couldn't be done before Shabbat. So what are you telling me? But before Shabbat, he really wanted to be part of the Eruv. That I mean, nobody was making an Eruv. There was no possibility of becoming one before Shabbat. So clearly, that's not the point, though. So says Abaye, and what about the case of Meit no Chriba Shabbat? My kulach etzel yafoti kaha. How do you compare it over there to a Giloy Da'at that, oh, I really wanted this all along? No. The question over here is very simple. If, in fact, Bittul works, as Moshe Baruch kept insisting, that it has to work through an actual kinyan, the other guys were shooting mock, but the other guys were shooting. I can't do it on Shabbat. I can't make kinyanim on Shabbat. If, on the other hand, it's a little closer for one little kiss. If, on the other hand, the din is that it's only taking myself out of here, allowing myself in a solid minor shul, then it can be done even on Shabbat. That's the machloket. Beit Shammai Savri, Bittul Rishut, Mikne Rishut, Tahu Mikne Rishut, Shabbat Asur. Beit Shammai simply says, how would the Rabbanan have made a tikkun of Bittul Rashut on Shabbat when you came back to Kinyan on Shabbat? Now, of course, it's impossible. No such tikkun. Whereas Beit Hillel says that the tikkun over here is not to be makne my rights to others. It's to announce that I'm not here. And my not being here, as a matter of fact, some compare this to the question of whether you could be mafkir on Shabbat, or whether Hefker has a din of Kinyan. Oh, there's a mechalik, but in any event, it's certainly not the same as creating a Kinyan. Therefore, said Beit Hillel, the Rabbanan were metaken this element of Bittul even in Mitzvah. Therefore, the Machloket actually has no connection whatsoever to the issue of Shlichud, Giloy Da'at B'Truma, or anything of the sort. Wait one moment. So we're left with two issues that are hanging, which I promised you will be coming. One of the issues was the question that was raised by Mendel yesterday, which is the issue of the Lechi or the Korah that falls on the Mavui. For that, we're going to have to wait a while, because we know that's only the mission later on in the Tzadik Dalit, 2 weeks, a little bit less than 2 weeks till we get to that issue, where we'll see the Machlokes in about the falling of Alech Yerkor and Mechitza on Shabbos, whether we say Utra. The other issue that we have, we still, we're going to get to soon enough, we should be getting to tomorrow. Well, who did I push off yesterday? I said, we'll be getting there. Remind me, was it you? Yeah, which was the question of whether the guy owns the house, does he have to be living in the house? I think it was you. No, I think it was you. The question was, if the guy doesn't live here, you raised it, does he have to be here for Shabbat? Does he have to be within this? Yeah, okay, so that we're going to see tomorrow. But basically, we understand our sugya. We have a couple of standing issues that were really not directly our sugya, which was, bottom line, however, the din of how far does that go? And the gaining of Rishut through Yerusha, at what point does that answer, even though I'm not present in the Chatzar? We still don't quite understand that. And before we begin the Halakha Mishnah, I want to say Mazel Tov to our new Chatan, who here he is, and the day after his engagement comes running to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Hashem, to start a new life. That's great. Welcome. This is Alon. For those of you out overseas, we're talking about Gary Roga.
Is there a difference between Yoresh and Ager in that Yoresh is automatic and Ager until you're Mafzik?
Yeah, of course. There's a practical difference, but in terms of Shabbat, over here it's the same thing. At the moment, you're Mafzik. The only difference is that Abba pointed out, Abba Svara applies to the Nechzei Ager, not to the Yoresh. But as long as somebody is alive, we don't say the fact that he may die and this person will be Yoresh and gives him any types of rights. But the fact that a person did die, the Ger did die before Shabbat, this person therefore could have been at any time Mazik in the Rishos, wasn't. Until Shabbat, that's the Gemara Svara that is considered as if he had been Mazik even before Shabbat. That was the funny language that Rav Papa said, that's got to mean that it could have been, not that he did. And therefore, since it was sort of hanging in limbo until someone would be Zoch in it, it's considered to be requiring an Erev before Shabbat, even though nobody lived there before Shabbat.
Yes. When Esav sold his rights to Yaakov, what did he sell?
That's a very good question. That's a question. I mean, it's a question also of Davar Shelo Balo Olam. Can I give up the rights? It's an even bigger problem of Yisachar Zvulun. I mean, can you sell somebody your schar and Olam Abba? For somebody, it's a big issue. It's too big for us. But it's a very good point. You're right on target for the week. Let me tell you with that question. Now, very sorry, we'll take this up. And Yitzhak Shem, the best thing shall not.
Keshevon Shabbat.
Also, we'll talk about that when we get to the Din of Kinyanim in it.
בעל
הבית שהיה שותף לשכינה לזה ביין ולזה ביין אינן צריכים לערב but לזה ביין ולזה בשמן then צריכים לערב. Now we have over here, remember the concept of mavui is a shutafut, not an eruv. That's what we call a shituf mavui. It's a sub-type of eruv, but we use the word shutaf for a very important reason, because when it comes to eruvei chatzerot, what we're trying to show is that we actually live in one home. Because of that, we need to use, for instance, bread, because that's the primary staff of life. If we're all sharing our bread, it's like the way we even speak in common language. When we share our bread, is basically we're sharing our kiyum, sharing our lives together. There, it needs to be in the home. It has to be deposited in the home, because after all, we're asserting that we live in one place. When it comes to a mavui, where you have different chatzirot that are open to the mavui, over there, obviously nobody claims to be living together, and this mavui being a place of living. We don't live in a mavui. We pass through a mavui. But what we want to do is we want to show that in the rights to the mavui, we view ourselves as true shutafim, not just disassociated people who are using the same street. Because disassociated people who use the same street is reshut harabim. We're not a rabim. We're a shutafut. We're one company. So the question is, how about if you really are one company? Forget about the mavui. You happen to be in business together. So if you're in business together, then you shouldn't need a shutafut mavui, because you really are shutafim. Now the question is, so what constitutes being in business together? Says the mission of being in business together. It could mean that you own a barrel of wine together. You have half of the wine, the other guy's got half of the wine. So you're shutafim. So why now would you need to have a shutafut mavo'ot? You're already a shutaf. Therefore, says the mission, and in a case where you have somebody, one of the balabatim, who now makes himself a shutaf with various other shchenim that are on the other side of the mavui, so they both own wine in a barrel. We'll see whether we're talking about in one barrel or in two barrels. They both own wine in a barrel, even though they never dreamt that this had something to do with Shabbat. They were just simply buying wine. Okay, but the maisa turns them into shutafim. They do not require shituf mivot. However, if he's a shutaf with shachin A on the other side of his mavui in wine, and shutaf with shachin B across that shachin and another chatzer with shemen, then it's not considered to be a single shutafut. Now, if we had made a shituf mivot, l'shem shituf mivot vis-a-vis Shabbat, then there's absolutely no nafkamina. I mean, obviously, I can bring in what I want, you bring in what you want, we put it together, and that's a shutafut just like we do with the eruv. But since this case is not a shutafut really for Shabbat, it's a question of a business issue, and now we're trying to use that business connection to turn us all into shutafim, there it really needs to be a complete togetherness in order to shed its implications on the dinam of Shabbat for shituf mavo'ot. So we have much more stringent requirements for this shituf in terms of the mavui than we would for a normal shituf mavo'ot, which accounts for all of these, the nafkaminas, yayin, shemen. I mean, usually that's completely irrelevant to us. Or being in one kli, being in two kelim, as we'll see, that too is usually completely irrelevant to us. So if it's lezebe yayin velezebe shemen, then tzrichin la'arev. If you have two different shutafut with two different shchedim, and now you're going to say, but through me, we all become shutafim. It's two different businesses. We say through you. You're shutaf in business A with one guy and business B with another guy. How does that make you all one big happy company? Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, doesn't matter. Echad zeh v'echad zeh einan tzrichin la'arev. I don't care if you're using shemen with one and yayin with the other. It's good enough, even though it's two separate businesses, good enough to use the middle guy to be the one who joins everyone together. Because being as A is shutaf with B and C is shutaf with B, so for all intents and purposes, we're all shutafim together. This remind you of another interesting case of Rabbi Shimon where we had also a similar idea? Do you remember? Do you remember the case of the tutchumim with the guy in the middle who wants to make a picnic? Mm-hmm. Do you remember the case where you had three separate chatzerot and somebody wanted to make a shutaf with the guy on the side C and then side A, and they were both shutafim with side B, and Rabbi Shimon used a little case of the picnic to stick in his halach, a little bit of a shtach, alamaz edom, that's exactly the same case. Remember that too? Sounds just like this case. There may be more than a surface resemblance involved. Let's take a look and see. I mean, it certainly doesn't look like it's the same case, right? But we'll see. Omar Rav says, Rav, the whole discussion over here is that they have their Eruv all in one kli. So then, it's similar to the Shituf Mavo'ot. Now, this is strange, because for Shituf Mavo'ot, you don't need for everybody to put things in one kli. But as Tosis points out, that's true, but that's because all of it was collected l'shem l'shutafut. Mashenken, over here, you're talking about a business, and a business to indicate that you're really together with the other people, then it has to be in one keli. Otherwise, what does one have to do with the other? So therefore, it says, Rob, the whole discussion over here was where you've got one kli. kli. But if you've got two kelim, then it certainly is not going to be considered to be the kind of business that takes the place of the shutafut in the mavui for dinim of Shabbat. Two completely different issues.
Even if it's yayin and yayin.
Even if it's yayin and yayin. Omar Rava Dekanami, let me tell you something. I think it's obvious from the Mishnah, because it says lezeb yayin velezeb shemen tzrichim la'arev, right? So now, yamik bishlema reisha kli achad, besefer bishnei kelim. If we understand that what we're talking about over here is a shorthand. Yayin v'yayin, in other words, it's all the same kli. Whereas yayin v'shemen is the equivalent of saying, and therefore they're not together, because I don't mix wine and oil. Okay, so then the mission makes sense. But if you're telling me that the ratio is that he's a shutef with one guy in yayin, in this container, and with another guy in yayin in that container, what, just because it's the same thing? I mean, what's an afkamina? If you're telling me two containers are okay, so what do I care if the other container is shemen? If I become now that which connects everybody, because I have a business with the different people, so then what? Who cares whether the business is wine and oil, and it's irrelevant. If you're telling me that there needs to be a physical indication, it's the same thing, and it's all in one kli, so that when we talk about yayin v'shemen, what we're really saying is two separate barrels, then I understand what you're saying. And then that would mean that the ratio, when it said yayin v'yayin, it meant, of course, that the yayin is all together physically, in one kli. Otherwise, I don't understand how you understand. I mean, what's the Mishnah? Nafkamino yayin v'yayin and yayin v'shemen. He amid ratio is talking about shnei kelim, yayin and yayin, two different people. V'seifa is also talking about shnei kelim. So what's the difference if it's yayin v'yayin and if it's yayin v'shemen? Point is that I have a good business with two separate people, and I'm in the middle, and I join them up. Or Malay Abaya, well, I mean, not necessarily, because the way you're reading it, it's a little bit strange also. I mean, why use a shorthand of yayin v'shemen to tell me two kelim? Just say the kli, achod b'shnei kelim. So, I mean, it could very well be that yayin v'yayin, because of the fact that anybody would look at it, we say, okay, the truth is they could all throw their lot together, put the whole thing into one big container of yayin. So maybe there we allow it to be one. But yayin v'shemen, never the twain shall mix. And therefore, so therefore, that's a different business. So therefore, yayin v'shemen is not ro'i la'arev, whereas yayin v'yayin is ro'i la'arev, and of course la'arev is the key here, isn't it, in making a shutfus for erevin. So maybe that's what it's about. I mean, I'm not saying that that's true, I'm just saying maybe. So you can't say that the Mishnah means that, but it's certainly acceptable that what Rav says is true, that the kli echad is the only way that you're going to be someone who connects the two different shchenim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon omer echad zeh v'echad zeh ein tzrichin la'arev, look, there's no point in making a shutafut if you're already shutafim. So you're saying that what? Even if you're shutef with one guy in yayin and one container, another guy with shemen, another container, I mean, it really makes sense to say, in other words, I'm a shutef with this guy in my steel business. I'm a shutef with this other guy in my salad dressing business. So therefore, we're all shutefim in what? I mean, what's Rabbi Shimon saying? I feel as every yayin is every shemen. Oh, my rabbi, this probably, you know something you guys have no idea what's going on over here. The Mishnah is not talking about any of the cases you think it's talking about. This is Rabbi Shimon, the old Rabbi Shimon. We know. He's the one that holds a guy in the middle, brings everybody together. We're talking about literally a guy in the middle. We're not talking about a guy in the middle of a shutafut. This is the old Rabbi Shimon case. A chotzer is in the middle of one mavoi on one side, one mavoi on the other side. Now the question is, if I'm going to make a separate business with people in Mavui A and a different business with Mavui B, in each Mavui we're all part of the same business. That's no question. I, Rabbi Shimon, am not suggesting for a moment that because I have a business in steel and a business in salad dressing that we're all one big happy family. I mean, if we were, they'd probably have the EPA down on us, right? But the question over here is, my perfectly valid shutafut with Mavui A doesn't help me for Mavui B. Agreed. My perfectly valid shutafut for Mavui B doesn't help me for Mavui A. Also agreed. Rabbi Shimon agrees with you. Now the question is, do I need to worry about the fact that if I have a kosher shutafut with Mavui A, we bring something into the chutz from Mavui A, what happens if people from Mavui B with whom I also have a kosher shutafut now move things from the Mavui A into the Mavui B? Exactly. And that's why this is Rabbi Shimon Lashitato. Rabbi Shimon holds if you've got two extremes, the A and C people, who can't carry with each other, they can nonetheless carry in the middle with B, because he made a proper arrangement with them. And he says the same thing as the guy that's chutzutchum, three people, chutzutchum, that have an area in which they all overlap and can make a picnic. And we're not goes there, maybe you're going to take away, and you'll cross your areas. Okay, so it's another classic case of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is in Gozer that you're going to carry from one end to the other end if you don't have a shutafut yourself. And therefore you can continue, B can carry with A, and B can carry with C, even though A and C can't carry. Here we go, third case that we've had of Rabbi Shimon Shita. Everything works out beautifully. He's not talking about trying to make one big happy family out of Shemen and Yayin. Let's see that inside. Oh my rabba, hochma, I skin him, but I'm going to say, and the Mezorah. Shebein Shtei Mavo'ot. We're talking about a chotzer in the middle, a mavoy on either side. Rabbi Shimon the Taime, and this is Rabbi Shimon's old svara. We saw in the Mishnah earlier. Ditznan Amar Rabbi Shimon Lamaha Davar Domeh. What is the case of the picnic Michutz Tchum similar to? To a case of Shalosh Chatzirot Aptuchot Zolazo, Uptuchot Rishut Harabim, where each one of the three Chatzirot has its own opening into Rishut Harabim. And now the two extreme Chatzirot, A and C, were Ravim with the middle one, Yervushtaim Achitzanot Ima Em Tzait, according to Rabbi Shimon, He Muterat Imahen, He Muterot Ima, even though Shtaim Achitzanot, of course, remain Asurot Zoim Zo. In exactly the same case over here, Mavui A can carry into the Chatz in the middle, Mavui B can carry into the Chatz in the middle, even though Mavui A and Mavui B cannot carry from one to the other. So the guy in the middle of the two Mevaot, he's able to have access to both without any kind of gezeres of a problem with two Mevaot. Another beautiful example of Rabbi Shimon. Says Abaye, it's a nice try. No, in this case, there's no middle one, because in that case, there was middle because there were three chatzirot. Here's a mavui on either side. Mavui A, mavui B. The middle is a chatzir. I'm not giving him a name. If you want to, we can call him mavui A, mavui C, and the middle guy is B. Then we're happy. And yes, we'll be happy. We're happy as a B. Amale Abaye. Abaye says, listen, it's a good try, Rabbi, but it don't work. I'll tell you very simply why it doesn't work. Because in that case, it says b'feirush that the shtayim akitzonot are asurot zoim zu. Over here, it simply says, ein tzrichin la'arev, which means nobody needs an erev. Certainly, the mashmaut would be then that the extremes would be able to carry with each other. And then you have, and then that Rabbi Shimon wouldn't accept. How is this Rabbi Shimon? It's not the same case at all. If the Mishnah was coming to address the question of whether the chatzar in the middle, you insist on calling B, is allowed to carry to mavois that you insist on calling A and C, so then fine, you'd be right. It's another case of Rabbi Shimon. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says you don't need an Erev. You don't need an Erev means that nobody needs an Erev. So how would that be Rabbi Shimon? So it says Abaye, let's say that inside. Midami? How do you compare this to Rabbi Shimon? Hot time in the case of Rabbi Shimon that we had earlier, when he says, so it says, but here the lesson of our mission is, meaning, wow, nobody needs an Erev. Yes, his rabbi, that's not so terrible. I mean, maybe Ein Tzrichim La'arev means neither of the Shechinim sides, A and C, need to be Ma'arev with the Baal HaBayit in the middle, who's B. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the two Mevaot also can carry from one to the other, and it's all one Shutaf. That doesn't say that. So my Ein Tzrichim La'arev means that the Shechinim on either side do not require an Eruv with the Baal HaBayit in the middle. In order to carry from A to C, of course, the Tzrichim La'arev goes without saying, and the Mishnah was not coming to address that issue. Rabbi Yosef says, no, it's such a complicated explanation, Rabbi, please. Let's go back to what we said before. Talk about one Mavoi, one Chotzer that has now a business with somebody across the street and a business with the next door Chotzer. So you said, how could Rabbi Shimon say that if it's two separate containers and it's one is Yain and one is Shemen, I mean, you're going to say that that's considered to be one big happy family? Indeed, the issue is salad dressing. And indeed, we put it all together. Now the question is, as anybody knows who makes salad dressing with wine and oil, what happens is they always separate. You can shake and shake and shake, but then when it comes down to the bottom line, it's a problem. So then, that indeed is the machlokus over here, which of course would have serious implications for every Jewish cookbook. And here, the shaila would be... The Shiloh over here would be that Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan say Rabbi Yosef are arguing in the famous question that we've had a couple of times before already. In the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan, which we had back in Shabbos twice, and which we will have in Tfu Yom if they finally expand the Daf Yomi as they ought to into doing Zairus. But anyway, we've had this just recently. The question, if you have oil floating on wine, we had the question, Lagabe, whether it's considered to be hanacha, remember? The liquid considered to be munach on top of another liquid, even though it's not all one thing. So that's right. We had it back in Shabbat. In Tfu Yom, which we compared it to back in Shabbat as well, the shaila is whether a Tfu Yom that would be nogea in this kind of salad dressing that is separated. So you've got now the oil is floating here on top of the wine, and the Tfu Yom touches the shemen. Remember that the din of a Tfu Yom Tum is that he can only parcel. He can't be Matame. And the difference between parceling and Tumah Rishi is that...
Parceling and Tumah?
Yeah. Is that parceling doesn't go further. Tumah goes further. So if it doesn't go further over here, if he makes a Shemen parcel, it's not going to be Matame, the oil underneath.
Yeah.
So if the Shemen and the oil is all one thing, then one act of psul of this Tumah acts on the whole thing. But since it's not Tumah that we're talking about, rather it's the psul of Tumah, if it's two separate ingredients, then it's only going to act on the actual ingredient that he touched. That's a machloket that we have in Tzvul Yom between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Rabbanan. That over there it says Shemesh Tzafak Abayai V'Nagat Tzvul Yom B'Shemen Lo Pasal Al Hashemen Bilvad. So the Rabbanan say if he touches the top of the salad dressing, he only pasels the oil. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says no, it's all one big salad dressing, and therefore Shneim Chiburim Zelazet. It's considered to be one liquid, even though I can make out the different ingredients. And Mamela, it's all considered to be pasul because Tzvul Yom came in contact with it. So therefore, in our mission, it's basically the same idea. The Rabbanan in our mission, that's no good. You can't mix wine and oil, even though it's in one kli. Can't mix wine and oil because they hold like the Rabbanan that they don't really mix, and therefore you just like if the Tzvul Yom would touch it, it's not all going to be pasul. So too, the various Shechinim do not have a single shutafut; they have two separate shutafut, and therefore, how can the guy in the middle who doesn't have a salad dressing make one big happy family out of wine and oil? Doesn't work out. Whereas Rabbi Shimon, also Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, therefore he says no. Floating oil is also a salad dressing doth make, and therefore we now have a kosher eruv with the two people. Well, we made the question before that it's ra'ui la'arev. Can it mix or not? So we saw that there is a difference, even though it seems strange. But again, as Tosis points out, here we're talking about very stringent requirement, because we didn't really think about making an eruv. We just want to say, does it end up defining an eruv? Tanya, for sure it's an eruv. We didn't set out to make an eruv. That's the question. Yeah. Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoy Omer, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh Tzrichim La'arev. Here we have an extreme that even if you had a case of Yayin, and Yayin, Mishnah, you'd still, apparently no matter what the case is, even if it would be in one thing, so you would still need an Erev because, so what is he saying? Is he saying that what? That unless the business was made for Erevin, it's not considered to be a kosher Shituf? Well, why would that be? Is he saying, Afiul Lezeh V'Yayin V'Lezeh V'Yayin? You're telling me that if I have one kli that contains yayin for both shechinim, that's not a good mixture. Oh, my Rabbi, no, we have to understand Rebbe Elazar ben Tadoy. Of course, kli amalo pli d'avi erev. There's no question whatsoever that if this guy on Shukin A, he comes in and he says, all right, I'm in the business. And he pours in his, let's say, half a barrel. The other guy comes in and he pours in his half a barrel. So over there, each individual had a well-defined piece of the action. This is my piece of the action. We're going to go out and sell. Okay, we're going to go out and sell. So maybe you're also friendly in terms of being one company, one shutafut, when it comes to the mavli as well. However, what the case over here is, they put their money together and they bought the wine. They didn't have wine that they put into a barrel. Now, you cannot make a shituf mevo'ot by putting money together. You have to put food together. So therefore, clearly the idea of being shutafim is not enough of an issue. I mean, you can have shutafim and money too, and it won't work. So in other words, whatever business we're talking about, forget about the steel business. Definitely the whole issue over here is food. You're saying, since you are shutafim in food, so we're one big happy family in terms of ishtamshut of the mavui. Ah, now that changes everything. Because if that's the case, then if I never define my piece of the action, even if we're partners in food, basically we're partners in money. Because I can't point to my piece, you can't point to your piece. That's what money is all about. Money is the abstracted idea of the value of the thing. And therefore, it might as well be steel that we're partners in. And that's not going to create a shutafut for a mabut. So what Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoy is saying is that if you all own the barrel b'shutafut, that's not considered to have a separate chelek. Whereas the Rabbanan are saying, well, but we can view the barrel as separated between you. So Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoy savar ein breira, v'Rabbanan savre yesh breira. Now we have to understand that the use of the word breira here is very loose, because breira by definition means an event occurs at another time which the information is put back into the equation to let us know what happened. No event occurs here at any time. So to say, and therefore will define retroactively which piece is mine and which piece of yours is silly. I mean, what's going to define it? Nothing's going to define it. We don't pour it out. We don't pour it out. We don't need to pour it out, so it would be irrelevant. So it's a borrowed term. Let Rishonim speak out over here that using the word Breira is not the issue. Is it really Kedayim? Yeah. We'll explain it as well as we can.
Like the usage of Mababasho, they join together. What's going on the side of the Atenezisho and Atenezisho? Who join together?
That's right. That's correct. In other words, sometimes we use the word Breira for saying teasable apart, is the meaning of Breira. Right? You can separate it out, you can pull it apart. So over here, even though we don't pull it apart, but nonetheless, we view you as having a clearly defined piece and you as having a clearly defined piece. So we don't mean it in terms of finding something out. It's the way we usually use Breira. Okay, there are other approaches among Rishonim as to why we're using the word Breira, but this is perfectly reasonable. There's a Ritva on this, there's a Meiri on this, but this is, I think, an easily appreciated approach. Rabbi Yosef says, no. There is a different question involved here. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi is not referring to the case in our Mishnah, which is the Shaila of whether you can use a business shutafut in food to serve the purposes of Shituf Mivavot. When Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi said, it was talking about a different issue. And he and the Rabbonan, Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi and Rabbonan, it's not the case that we have in the Mishnah. What we're talking about over here is another issue entirely. Can you rely in a case where you have a Shituf Mivo'ot, but you did not make a separate Eruv with the Chatzirot, neither within the Chatzirot nor between the Chatzirot? Can you say, well, we're all one big happy family when it comes to the Shituf. Why not rely on that Shituf for us to carry within our Eruv between our homes, and even from one, our Chatzer between our homes, and from one Chatzer to the other Chatzer through the Mavui? After all, we all participate in this. So Ben Tadoi, of course, is made that the Mavui itself is considered to be okay, since we do have a business together in food. The Machlokas of Ben Tadoi and the Rabbanan is, what about in the Chatzer itself? The Rabbanan hold, having made a shituf in the Mavui, you've already covered the Chatzer. Why make a separate Eruv in the Chatzer? And therefore, you can carry from one Chatzer into another Chatzer through the Eruv also, through the Shutaf also in the Mavui. And therefore, you don't need a separate Eruv in your Chatzer, you don't need a separate Eruv between your Chatzerot. Whereas Ben Tadoi is saying a completely different issue, which our Mishnah never even raised. And he's saying, of course, you've got yourself a good Shutafut, but please, let's not confuse that with whether you need an Eruv. You still need an Eruv. It's not going to work to take the place of the Eruv. It's only a Shituf Mivot. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar, I say, says Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Elazar Ben Tadoi, V'Rabbanan, B'somchim al Shituf B'Bakom Eruv Kamif. Okay. They're arguing about whether one can rely on a shituf mivaot, where you have an eruv. The mar savar ein somchim, umar savar somchim. A whole new issue. And I know you look at me like I'm crazy. I'll prove to you that I'm right. Because, you know, minam minala, why do I say this? Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, and that's as far as the issue whether you could be somech al shituf b'makom mavri, eruv b'makom shituf mivaot. He holds you can't. So this is Rav paskening like Rabbi Meir. Now why does he paskin like Rabbi Meir against the Rabbanan? Huh? And then we have another Rav, this time quoted by Rav Bruna, who said that the halacha is to Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi. Now why would he paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi against the Rabbanan? I'll tell you why. Because put Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi and Rabbi Meir together, you got another Rabbanan. So therefore, it must be that they're both discussing the same issue. Therefore, is it la mishum dechad taimahu? Isn't it because it's basically the two of them are coming from the same point of view, and therefore we're paskening like them, connected the other two shitas, they too are a rabbi. Says Abaya, oh, that's really cute. I mean, but if they're all one reason, why don't I need two separate piskei halachas? I mean, so then, why did Rav have to pasken separately like both of them? I mean, the very proof that you're bringing is a proof against yourself. It can't be that it's the same halacha. No, says Rabbi Yosef, I have that figured out too. Because the truth is, as I'm about to show you, there's a complication in that there's another machloket which is included in this, and that is whether wine will suffice or whether you need bread. In other words, if I'm using a shituf to take the place of an eruv, it's certainly two different issues if that shituf was made with wine, which wouldn't have been good enough for an eruv, or if I made the shituf with bread, which if I had made the Erev with bread, could have been good enough for an Erev. Now, the problem is that when it comes to Hilchas Erevin, we already saw that we need to go Lekula. Halacha in Erev is Lekula. And what Rav is doing over here in Paskening, like Rabbi Meir and like Rabbi Lezer and Tabai, is Paskening Lechuma, right? Okay, fine, so you hold it Lechuma. But one rule is inviolate when it comes to Erevin. You can't Pasken like one Shita that holds two separate Chumra. So this is a little trick that Rav's got over here. Because as we're going to see, one of these Chumras is that even if it's done Bepat, and the other of the Chumras is that, oh, if it's done Beyayin, it doesn't cover the Erevin. So Rav didn't want to give one Sock like Rabbi Meir, which would be two separate chumras. First of all, you can't cover using wine an Erev with a shita. Secondly, bread won't help to cover. He knows we're going to get on his case. Hey, wait a minute. How can you paskin like Rabbi Meir? Two separate chumras over here. We never paskin two separate chumras on one man the armor when it comes to Erevin. So therefore, Rav says, okay, you know what? I'll give two separate piskeyalochas. One of them will be nogea, the question of whether you can cover the Erev with a shita. And the other one will be, and how about if you use bread? No, and how about if you use bread? Another chumra. So I'll paskin like Rabbi Meir for that chumra. That's the point. So therefore, the reason that he had separate piskei halachas is a kamashvelan. The lo avina kitrei chumri de'erevin. We would never follow one person to paskin two separate chumras like one individual. So Rav didn't want to be koveya the halacha like Rabbi Meir in both halachas. So therefore he said like this, look, you know, halachas like bentadoy. You can't cover a shituf with a shituf. You can't cover an erev. You have any other questions? Oh, you want to know what happens if we make a shituf in verse with pat? Oh, halacha like Rabbi Meir. It doesn't work with pat. So that way he's also showing us that he's following this klal, and we don't take one man the omar to paskin two chumras.
He ends up with the same position.
Yeah, but the problem wasn't the position. The problem was the man the omar. Now, I mean, we've made an awful lot of references to Machlokes that we never learned. You know, so can we back up a minute, says the Gemara. What are you talking about? What's this Machlokes? My Rebbe Meir or my Rabban? Ah, the Tanya. Now, Arvim b'chatzerot b'pat. First of all, we have a Machlokes like this. Normally, Eruv in a chatzer is done with a pot. Im ratzu la'arev b'yayin, ein ma'arvin. And if you want to go down and say, we'll just be satisfied with wine, you can't use wine. Whereas, shishtatfut b'mavui, mishtatfim b'mavui b'yayin. It's okay to use wine for a mavui, because there we're not establishing that we're all living together and eating together. We're only establishing that we are one company. So yayin is good enough for that, and the truth is, I mean, of course, that would be fine. It could be mishtatef bepat. Now the question is this: ma'arvim bechatzerot u'mishtatfim b'mavui. You have to do both. You got yourself an erev and a chatzerot. You can't say since we all are together as far as the chatzer is concerned, we certainly ought to be able to carry in our mavui. No, you have to separately be mishtatef in the mavui. And if you have a shituv in a mavui, you can't say, well, if we're all going to carry in the mavui, so then in the chatzer, for sure. No, you have to separately have a eruv in your chatzer. Shalola shaker torat eruv minat tinokot. And the reason the Rabbanim made such a strange takana is because they felt that unless you do so, in a couple generations, the dinim of eruvin will be forgotten. Because people are going to rely on a shituv. Then the tinokot, the kids that grow up, are not going to have any of that excitement of the collecting for the eruv and putting it in a house and whose house is it in this week and my house is better than your house and so on and so forth. So like, what are they going to talk about, you know? And therefore, they're going to completely forget the Teras Eruv. So because of that, we were Machayev both. So say the Chachomim, who hold Shiyamru Avoteinu Lo Yirvu. So says Rabbi Meir. I mean, the holds that the children will say, listen, I don't know, if it was good enough for my father or grandfather, they never made no Eruv. How come you guys are so frum that you need an Eruv? Now, they don't know, of course, that it used to be there was a Shita for number Vahot, and they're just living in a Chutz without a Mavli. So because of that, we were Machayev. The Chachamim omrim, O ma'arvim, O mishtatfim. Look, you don't need both. I mean, if you do have shituf, that's good enough for the Erev too. Why should you need both? Now, the Shaila is, were they talking about wine when you made a shituf in the Mavoi, or were they talking about bread? So now we have a separate sub-machloket, and this was the issue. They didn't want to pass it to Trechon, right? The separate sub-machloket was like this. Pligi ba Rabbi Nochumi and Rabbi Bar Yosef. Chanamar v'pat dekulei amalok pligi de b'chadasag. Everybody agreed means that if you use the bread itself, since that would have been good enough anyway, and it's certainly noticeable that we're collecting pot, so there for sure you could cover with your shitof, you could cover the Eruv as well. Ki pliga be yayin. The question over here is that if yayin is used for the shitof, and yayin itself wouldn't have been good enough to make an Eruv in the chatzah. So over there, you're not going to be able, according to Rabbi Meir, to use your yayin to cover your Eruv as well. Whereas Chadamar, the other one says no. The yayin, on the contrary, even the Rabbanan hold, you can't, if you made yayin your shutafut, how could you make your Eruv dependent on wine, when even if you had made an Eruv directly with the wine, it wouldn't have been kosher? So over there, even the Rabbanan hold, the Kulei Amalo Plige, to be inantar, that you were going to have to need a separate Eruv there, because you're using the wrong thing for your Eruv, if you're planning on using wine for your shitut. Deeply give a pot. On the contrary, the machlokas is dafka where you did use the bread, and nonetheless, Rabbi Meir is saying that you cannot be semech on the bread that was used for shutafut to take the place of the bread that you would have to use for your eruv in the chutz. That was the question. So here we see the two separate issues. And Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi was talking about wine. That was the case. That even the case of wine won't be good enough. Meaning, won't be good enough, we thought, in terms of the mission. I was saying, won't be good enough to include your chutzir as an eruv. Okay, that's one psak. Now how about if you use bread? And that Rav comes along to paskin like Rabbi Meir. Even when it comes to bread, that bread won't cover your chutzir. Meisvei. Now we ask on this from the language of the Abraita. V'chachamim omrim o ma'arvim o mishtatfim. What does either or mean? Either or. Isn't the either or referring to what we just said? We said, you're mishtatef in a mavoi b'yayin, and you make an eruv in a chutzir b'pat. And the chachamim said, either way, one or the other. Meaning one of the above. So how can you read that into saying one of the above doesn't mean wine, which was one of the above. One of the above means to use bread for the sheet of mavot. That doesn't make sense. So my love, Oma Arvim b'chatzir b'pat. In other words, your choice is, you can make an Eruv in the chatzir using pot, and that will cover your shituf if you do this with your everybody that's there. Or you can be mishtatef in the mavi b'yayin, and that will cover the chatzeros that are open to the mavi. Omer Rav Gidol Amarav, no. It's not necessarily so. We could read it like this. Oma Arvim b'chatzir b'pat. You could either use the chatzeros, the pot, and then you would be mutter kan b'kan in your mavoi or in your chatzah. O mishtatfim b'mavoi b'pat, o b'mutarim kan v'kan. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you could be yotze kan v'kan using yayin for the shituf, and it still works out because we talked about that case also. We said that if they want to, you could be mishtatef b'pat, right? Okay, so the Chachamim is saying, in that case, you could choose either to do a shituf or to do an eruv. Why do both? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Halacha indeed is like Rabbi Meir, as we saw before. When you say halacha, it means that you paskin it openly, and you can even write a book and call it a Shulchan Aruch or something like that, in which it's now defined, halacha k'Rabbi Meir, and you cannot be semech on one for the other. Whereas Rav Huna says, well, no, let's not go that far. I mean, not going to announce it or put it in a book. The minhag is like Rabbi Meir. But that doesn't mean this is a definitive psak. Certainly, if somebody wants to come along and do differently, he can paskin the way he wants. Rabbi Yochanan says even less than that. It's nagua amka Rabbi Meir, which means that you don't make fun of a person who follows that psak. But even if somebody would ask you, you wouldn't even tell them that's the minhag, because it doesn't have that type of reliability. Fine. So now it turns out we have actually in our Mishnah dealt with three separate issues. Or four, if we want to even include the Rav's approach with Rabbi Shimon. So we spoke about what type of company creates a company for a shutafut in a mavui, even when its intent was not for Shabbos, what its intent instead was for business purposes. And we qualified here the difference between a monetary shutafut and a food shutafut, and that led to the other question, do we need to be able to point separately to what it is that's mine, what it is that's yours, at least theoretically, be able to separate that out. We also talked about the question of whether a shituf is going to help for an Eruv. And we also spoke about the question of whether we have to worry in a case where you have separate shituf mevod on either side of a chatzar, whether that's okay, and or whether we need to be gozer, that, whoa, now wait, you can't carry from one mavoi to the other mavoi if they're not all together. Okay, that was similar to the machlokas we had earlier. We also had the question of whether it would be possible using a halacha of shutafut, which is good enough for yayin, to cover the fact of eruv, which normally would require pot, or not, and we took it even further. And how about even if you did use pot, whether there needs to be a separate collection for an eruv in order to make the point to the kids in the chatzar so that it should be always a something they remember in their lives to make eruv lechatzeris.
Read for this month.
Let's review, gentlemen. Okay, we're up to Rav Yochanan on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Rav Yochanan Omar Matnai Tamani Beit Shammai. The Amri Ein Bitul Rishut B'Shabbat. It's not. Me Matnai Nodim Rishut Beit Shammai Amri Mi Baod Yom Beit Hillel Amri Mi Shita Kashay Omar Ula Mai Chaim Beit Beit Hillel Nase Ke Omer Kulak Etzel Yafot Omar Abaya No Meit Nochri B'Shabbat Mai Kulak Etzel Yafot Ika. Eloch Abokam Ifa Beit Shammai Savri Bitul Rishut Mikna Rishut Ehu Mikna Rishut B'Shabbat Asur. Beit Hillel Savri has to look in Rishut Abiyamu. He's to look in Rishut Abishabat Shapir Damim. Baal Abayi Shaya Shutav Ashkenav Lezebe Yain Lezebe Yain Ena Tzuchim Larev Lezebe Yain Lezebe Shem Ena Tzuchim Larev Rebbe Shimon Omer Echad Zebe Echad Zeh Ena Tzuchim Larev Omer Rav Ubekli Echad Omer Rav Adekanami Dekani Lezebe Yain Lezebe Shem Ena Tzuchim Larev I amet bishlema reisha bikli echad v'sefer b'shnei kelim shaper. Eli amet reisha b'shnei kelim v'sefer b'shnei kelim. Mali yayin v'yayin, mali yayin v'shemen. Omele abaya, yayin v'yayin roi la'arev. Yayin v'shemen ain roi la'arev. Rabbi Shimon omer echad zevi echad zein tzuchim la'arev. Afilo zevi yayin v'zevi shemen. Omar Rabba achma ma'eskin v'chotsh shemen shnei mavod v'rabi shim l'taymeid. It's not. Omar Rabbi Shimon Lamah Davar Domeh L'Shalosh Chatzirot Ha'Ptuchot Zolazu Ptuchot Rishut Rabin Irvu Shtayim Ha'Kitzonot Imayim Tzayiti Buter Imayim Ve'im Utorot Imayim Ushtayim Ha'Kitzonot Asrot Zoyim Zo Amal Ha'Yabayim No, no, no Midami Hatam Katani Shtayim Ha'Kitzonot Asrot Zoyim Zo Ba'akha Katani Ein Tzuchin La'Rei, which means Klal. No, no. My Ein Tzuchin La'Rei just means Shcheini Ba'adi Ba'alabayim. Certainly the Shcheini Ba'adi Adade Tzuchin La'Rei. Rabbi Yosef says a whole different issue over here. It's salad dressing. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Ma'arvim b'chatzirot separately, u'mishtatfim b'mavui separately, k'dei shalo l'shakeach torat eruv b'natidokot, who if you don't, yomru avotenu lo irvu, div Rebbe Meir, chachomim olim, o ma'arvim, o mishtatfim. Pligi bar Rebbe Nechumim v'rab al-cham, amar b'pat, kulei amal pligi, l'bechod esadi, ki pligi b'yayin, v'chad amar b'yayin, kulei amal pligi, of course b'inantarte, ki pligi b'pat, And it's good enough to cover the other one. No.